Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory.
And I'm your host, Michael.
And we're here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. We're back this week again to talk with you guys more about Las Vegas. This one will be a little more, short and concise than last time. We were very passionate about SciCon.
I'll rant less on this one, I promise.
I like your rants. They're very informative.
I'm glad you think so.
I don't have to talk about TikTok either this time.
Conflammon? We're not that old, for God's sake.
I wonder how my TikTok's doing.
Oh my God. Put it down.
I'm just teasing. Okay. So we were talking last time about SciCon and how fabulous that was. And we mentioned that it was at Bally's, which is now the Horseshoe.
Yes.
I can't. That's like my OCD is so aggressive about certain things. And the name change from Bally's to the Horseshoe is one of those. Like, it just rubs my OCD the wrong way. I'm like, no, it's Bally's.
Well.
And it shouldn't matter at all, but it really does.
Seems like a you problem.
It sure does. But, you know, we got to stay at the Horseshoe. And we also stayed at the Rio for a night. I particularly love the Rio.
They're both very... interesting places. The Rio's where Penn and Teller's.
Yeah. We kind of stalked outside of it that one night.
Creeped
like,
out there, yeah.
I did. I wanted to see it, but
I've never seen
the conference.
Their show, like their live show.
We'll have to do that next time.
We'll have to do that.
I personally love the Rio. It was unfortunately kind of like in renovations or not. It wasn't a popping spot per se, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. It seemed dead. But
it did. But it's such a nice hotel. I don't know. And then, you know, we transitioned over to Bally's, which is also
it's also not peak Vegas season. So
it's true. Bally's was also I'm gonna do it the whole time. The Horseshoe, not Bally's, formerly Bally's, was
hotel,
nice
formerly
too.
Known as Bally's.
Yes, that was nice too. And what I liked about the Horseshoe, it's funny, I don't know if this is all new with it being the Horseshoe or if it's been there and I just didn't know, but all the weird stuff in Las Vegas is just in the Horseshoe.
Yeah, you searched weird stuff in Vegas.
And they were all in the Horseshoe.
And they just all happened to be in the Horseshoe.
Yeah, it was weird. And in a good way, because you know I love weird. And I do. And so around SciCon, we got to do some of the really fun attractions. So there was this hallway. Somebody we were talking to at SciCon referred to it as like the weird hallway, like where it's just this hall of weirdness down on the way to the food court. So you kind of like go down past the casino, like down further under, and there's a food court. And in like on the way to the food court, there's the Cabinet of Curiosities, which is a bar with some very strange, you know, drinks and weird decor. It's very much like a smoking room kind of situation, but with weird stuff on display.
Yeah. We had, I don't know if you've listened to our previous episodes about the Dark Arts Emporium. It gave me that vibe.
Yes, definitely.
Like very kind of dark gothic-y feel to it. It had things on display in the Cabinet of Curiosities. Skulls and you had a little duck. Did it have duck? The little ducks?
Oh no, the taxidermy
duck. The taxidermy duck. We saw like four places there.
There, I have never seen a baby taxidermy duckling before, but on that particular trick and that particular trip, I saw like seven of them. They had the baby taxidermy duckling.
It was that kind of setting.
And the drink, they had very bizarre drinks with interesting names, and some of them were tied to items that were like in the cabinet.
Yeah, I thought most of them were tied to a curiosity.
Yeah, like you could go find the curiosity and order the drink, and it was very cool. I mean, I liked they were very busy.
Yes.
But we got to have those cool, like they had like nice leather, like old school vintagey kind of chairs, which
smoking
were super comfortable.
Room type chairs.
Yes. I liked that.
They were just playing the old
Alice in Wonderland. And when we say
horrifying.
Old Alice in Wonderland, we're talking about
not the cartoon.
1913 was it? It was
silent era.
The silent era Alice in Wonderland, and the animals in there were horrifying.
Things out of nightmares.
Yes. Like any anything that wasn't Alice was like something out of a nightmare.
Yes.
And you were like, what is this?
I think we walked in during like the beach scene.
Yeah.
Or like what the beach scene would be in the cartoon with like the clams and like the dancing like
flowers?
Birds and the birds and like the pelican.
I don't remember a beach scene.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it's just these, they're just people in giant, hideous monster, like animal costumes. Yeah.
They were furries.
They were furries, yeah.
But with like dead eyes.
They're as, right. They're as big as Alice. They're just actors.
They're
bigger. Yeah, bigger. And it's just a giant monster pelican and some other nightmare creatures dancing around on a beach. What the hell is this?
It was horrifying. It was the thing of nightmares. I mean, I think I just stared at
That's why
it
was on.
Like
I mean,
it
fit that environment quite well.
Yes.
I would not show our kid that.
No. It was she would never sleep again.
I know.
And so that was very cool. And then it had a vault, like a special vaulted area, which took you like to the bar next door, which was some like hidden Jurassic Park experience, right? Or like dinosaur experience, wasn't it?
You never got in.
It was a speakeasy.
You had to get tickets ahead of time, right? And I think it was already closed when we went.
Yeah, well, it was, it had weird hours. It closed early. So did the Cabinet of Curiosities. We were in Las Vegas and it closed at like 10 or something. I'm like, what's happening?
I was surprised with that.
Yeah, it was bizarre. It was also bizarre. And then same thing with like, it was like a dinosaur speakeasy. You remember?
I remember the dinosaur. Yeah, I remember the dinosaur.
And it had an old vintage phone, like the dial phones that you could call to ask to be let in.
You had to like get a password for it, right?
Something like that. It was interesting. It was
very
interesting. And then across the hall, they had a real bodies exhibit, bodies at the Horseshoe, which was controversial off-branch Body Worlds.
Yeah.
It was interesting because this one in particular, the owner had come out and said, according to articles that I read anyway, these articles actually had mentioned that the owner came out and said that they did not have releases for the bodies. They couldn't trace where they came from. So unlike Body Worlds, where people sign consent forms, it's very structured now about where the bodies came from. I actually read some piece of that saying that they had found a couple of bodies in Body Worlds a long time ago that didn't have a record of giving the consent or they came from that. They immediately just, okay, well, it's gone. You know, it's no longer on display. Like they're very good about, you know, the consent and the respect. And this one, there is controversy because they
don't know where it was all sourced from. Yeah, it's not great.
And now there's rumors that they were Chinese political prisoners. I can't say anything.
I don't know anything
about
it. We didn't know any of that. We didn't know there was anything controversial at the time.
No, we found out later.
Oh, there's another Body Worlds exhibit here. But it's named differently. Like, is it the same thing? And it was not.
It's not.
Not the same company.
And it's funny because there's real bodies in the Horseshoe. That's the name of the exhibit. And then there's just bodies at the Luxor, too. So there's
another one
at the Luxor, which we didn't see. But this one was, I can't explain it because I was worried when we went to Body Worlds that I would get sick. Because I have a hard time with like, gory body stuff, and it's not blood, it's specifically like innards and things, right?
The innards.
So I was worried when we went to Body Worlds that I was going to get sick, and I was completely fine the whole time. It did not bother me at all.
Me too.
I know, you're fine. You're a doctor. You had to you had to work with head pies in medical school. So I was worried that I was going to get sick, and I didn't. And we even talked. We already did a whole podcast about it, how it was very uplifting. And, you know, and then we go into this one, and I got sick. I mean, I didn't throw up, but I was unwell by the time we left. When we were leaving, I'm like, I have to, like, step out. I wasn't doing good.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it didn't bother me at all.
It was the way in which they were presented.
I was surprised when you didn't feel well then. Wasn't it the same thing we just did at Body Worlds?
There was something about it that was less well put together. I can't explain. And it was, they were cut in ways instead of being informative, it was meant to be shocking, I feel like. It was presented in a more shocking... I mean, it's Vegas, right? Everything is more about the spectacle. It was very hard on the spectacle and less on the informative science. So they cut somebody in half and just had them split, you know, and you could, like, put your head in between them.
That's fair.
And it's jarring. It's much more... In your face, this is someone that's been cut in half.
Okay, that's fair.
They had a skin suit.
The skin suit was disturbing.
They had a skin suit.
That just was just like full Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
Just rubbing that lotion on the skin in the well.
They had a skin suit.
It rubs the lotion on the skin, or else it gets the hose again.
And what really got me was the human slices.
Oh, yeah, they did have slices.
The slices in Body Worlds were maybe like half of an inch thick. They were very small. And it was in, like, you know, plastic. It was very spliced in a way where it didn't bother me. This was maybe 3-inch people slices. It was enough where it had a whole ear on one of them. And we're talking... Like, the front of the face is sliced off and just not there. And then it's, like, 3 inches of, you know, the person.
The next piece.
The next piece. And then the next piece has the ears on it. That really messed me up.
Coronal slices.
Okay. Okay. And it's just these chonky people slices. And that got me more than anything else.
Okay.
That really just
I know
there was
also, you got very focused on... One of them exhibits ears.
Yeah, it
was
that
very
one.
Very funny. Was it the slices? I thought it was just one of the people.
There was a slice that had just ears on it.
Yeah, but you were also just bothered by the ears in general on all of the bodies.
I don't know what it was.
Which is funny to me because nothing had been done to the ears. It's not like you're looking at my ear right now. It's not as we call in the medical business, the innards. It wasn't an innard. You just have ears.
It was just
some person's ear. It wasn't chopped up.
On a human slice, it makes it more human. There's just an ear on this dead people slice.
Your ear is more human when you are sliced into 3-inch slices.
Oh,
it's more humanizing to me.
It was so gross. I don't... And you know, but I'm sure they like that because it's Vegas. They want people to come in, right? It's all about the spectacle. Here's these gross, chonky human slices. And they also, then you get into the room, you know, so you're kind of going through and it starts out okay. And then there's the person that's cut in half, which was the first time I really felt unwell. Mm. And then it was the chonky people slices right behind it. So I'm really not doing well at that point. And then I continue on into the next room. Mm-hmm. And they have the people in the sports poses like they do at Body World. Mm-hmm. But... Some of them just didn't look quite right.
To me, they looked maybe like they had been handled a little bit. It's Vegas.
Right.
Seems like probably people, you know, some drunk people poking around. It just seemed like maybe they were a little more damaged. I don't know.
They didn't look as well preserved, extent.
That's fair.
It might be that too. And maybe that separation of them not being so well preserved also just added to it for me, that just pushed it over the edge. And I'm like, oh, this just doesn't feel right. And then we move around and then there's the skin suit.
Yeah, I was too busy just trying on the skin suit. Didn't notice any of those other problems.
You were giving this whole lecture about the different parts of the body and I'm sitting here trying not to vomit.
Lecture.
No, it was good for the show. I was interviewing you. You were telling me all the cool parts of the body and I was trying not to throw up on you.
That's an ear.
Thank you, doctor.
It's on the outside.
I will say, though, then... I thought that my favorite part, what I really, really thought was very cool, they had this dark lit hallway with candles.
That was very cool.
And it was a very cool illusion. And then you go around the corner and they have a Catacombs of Paris style wall of bones.
Yeah, a mini ossuary wall. Yeah.
That I loved.
That was very cool.
I like bones. See, I don't know what it is. When the flesh is on it, it's worse. When they're just bones, it doesn't bother me at all. I've been to the Catacombs of Paris. I enjoyed it a lot.
I feel like most people aren't terribly bothered by bones.
I mean, skeletons are in a lot of classrooms,
right? It's the squishy bits.
It's the squishy bits.
I think
bits.
That people don't like.
It was the squishy bits that did it for me. The bones were fine, and they had a whole ossuary wall, and that was very cool. Mm-hmm. I love ossuaries. I love places that have bones on display.
You were wearing your very appropriate dress skirt.
Yes, it was we got it at the Van Gogh exhibit.
Which or
the Van
Gogh Museum. Talk about.
We do. And it was the skeleton smoking, the Van Gogh painting of the skeleton smoking. It was very cool.
I forget what the name of that painting is. It's used a lot in medicine.
I'll tell you
right
now.
On like textbooks, but.
Skull of a Skeleton with Burning Cigarette.
Ah, what a creative title.
Yes.
The painting is a skull of a skeleton smoking a cigarette.
And it's called Skull of a Skeleton with Burning Cigarette by Vincent Van Gogh.
It's a cool picture.
It is a cool picture. And it was a very cool dress. And it was thematic. It was thematic for SciCon.
Very
and it was
thematic
for our little ossuary. I liked the ossuary. I didn't want to leave it because then the next section was dead babies.
Oh, yeah.
They did warn you, fetuses. I will say. It was respectful with if you don't want to see any dead bodies or dead babies or dead fetuses.
If you don't want to see any dead bodies, you're in the wrong place.
If you don't want to see any dead babies or fetuses, just avoid the next room.
Yeah.
So they were very good about notifying you. And that was interesting. They almost didn't look real. That didn't bother me because they almost didn't look real.
Almost like they're not babies. They're fetuses. Yeah. Well, it had several different stages mm-hmm. of development. Embryonic development.
Mm-hmm.
The first few are just unrecognizable little balls of whatever,
mm-hmm.
humanity. Can't it's tell true. It's humans. Could be
right.
anything.
And then they had this cut up, it was people slices, but the other way. So I guess horizontal people slices?
Axial
okay.
slices.
And it was stretched out to be like the size of the room.
Yeah.
It was very weird. That one didn't bother me, but it was. I'm very fixated on the people slices.
Those were only 2 inches thick, and that's within the acceptable
no,
thickness.
Those were probably like half an inch. That was acceptable thickness.
So it's about the thickness of
it
the
is.
Slice.
And well, yes.
3 inches too thick.
Too thick. It had when it had, when it can fit your entire ear. No, thank you.
I don't get it.
I don't know. When we left, I was like. You know, you're like, oh, that was interesting. I'm like, I feel sick. I need to sit here for a minute. I don't know what
oh,
it was. Which was funny because Body World's, I was fine.
The only difference I would have noted is Body World went out of their way to tell an uplifting narrative.
Yes. Yes.
And not that real bodies, not that they were telling a dark narrative. It was just a display. There wasn't really a narrative.
Yes, it was a display.
It was just more just displayed.
And I just don't think they were preserved in the same way. And they did. I think they even called them plastinids. I'm pretty sure that is a copyrighted term, but I think they called them that, or they at least
something very similar.
Something very similar. And they did make effort to say that they were, you know, plastic, you know, put into the preservation process. But it just didn't quite resonate the same way with me. But it was cool. I'm glad we did it. I definitely enjoyed it and would do it again. You know, I wouldn't undo going in.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
It was very interesting.
Well, I'm a men's large in skin suits if you're looking for a Christmas gift.
Okay. I think that was the first skin suit I've ever seen in person. I'll have to go back and buy it for you.
Okay.
Men's large.
Just make your own.
Oh. Well, that's, that might be very hard. If I don't like innards, it's going to be a problem for me.
Skin's on the outards. Skin's outards. The innards and the outards.
Very.
This is a very sophisticated medical podcast we're hosting today.
Yes. That was.
Pay attention.
That's what I was about to say. Yes. And then, as you continued on through the hallway of weirdness, got the Cabinet of Curiosities, the real bodies display, and then we have to end it with the Twilight Zone mini golf.
That was very cool.
It was very cool. If you guys have watched, which I hope you have, the first season of Weird World Adventures on episode 4, we did that King Neptune's 3D blacklight mini golf. This was very much like that where it was 3D elements, not
it,
exactly
it
3D.
It wasn't all 3D, but it did it had
it
weird
it.
Black lighting with paint that kind of gave
3D
the illusion of
vibes.
Some 3D. Although there was stuff that was just full three-dimensional figurines. But I don't know.
It was black light and, you know, dark with very shiny black light paint. And what I thought was cool was that they had a DJ there the whole time. And they would stop you every 10 minutes and say, you know, this isn't normal mini golf. This is the Twilight Zone. And your next stroke you have to take like this. Or
with your left hand or your offhand or blind, you know,
with blindfolded with your eyes closed on one leg. I got on one leg one time. Backwards or with the wrong hand. And then one of them was just, if you have a blue ball, then you get a free bracelet.
And who had the
free? I had the blue ball, and I got that free bracelet. Also, who won? I kicked butt.
Anyways, that's all we have today.
Oh, you're so funny. It was, I will say to
you. You are way better than me at mini golf. I will just freely admit that. I am not good at mini golf. I wouldn't call myself good at it. I don't know if I've won one. Did I win one?
I think you won one.
I did win one, and I made sure to rub it in your face.
You're right. Sure did. I had an off day.
An off day.
I did. I think it was when we were in
Nags Head. Maybe I had an on day.
Oh, did you? I think it was when we were in Nags Head this year.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I will say it's the same motor skills kind of as pool.
I'm not good at it.
I kicked your ass in pool too, remember?
Wow.
Yeah, I did. I like destroyed you in pool.
Wow.
When I grew up, one of our friends had a pool table, so I played pool all the time. Not that I kept it throughout my adult life or anything, but I was very good at it at a certain point. And it still held up. I did pretty well with pool when we played. And mini golf.
Well, we have a pool table.
Yes.
And I continue to be terrible at pool, so.
You got to practice every day.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
And then mini golf it's kind of the same. It's the same idea, you know, as far as hitting the ball on the angles. And my dad, that was just what he loved to do. So I grew up playing all the time at many different mini golf courses.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me.
So I did a lot of mini golf.
Okay.
And this one in particular, though, was probably the most challenging mini golf course I've ever played.
Very hard.
It was hard.
The last several, I was like, what is this even supposed – What are you supposed to do here?
The angles intentionally didn't make sense because it's the Twilight Zone, right? So you're not playing with angles like you would play with angles in mini golf, which is hard. The walls didn't really bounce well. And I think that was intentional, too. They were very hard. And the blocks and things that you're supposed to be able to bounce off of were kind of deceptively not bouncing.
They looked like they should be bouncing.
And they weren't.
But they were not. It would just give you that bonk, dead thunk sound and not go anywhere.
And I think it was very purposely done. Like, in the Twilight Zone, things don't work the way they're supposed to. Like, I will give them mad props for their art design because they had really cool sculptures. They had, you know, the black light painting on the walls. And the rules of, you know, physics you expect to work with just the ball bouncing around doesn't work the way you would expect it to. And I think that's intentional.
That's why I lost.
Oh,
I was trying to apply all those physics principles. It just wasn't working for me.
Although you got a hole in one on the last one. I got screwed.
Whoa.
It was like a pick a door, and I picked the wrong door, and then you went second, so you had, you know, 50-50, and you picked the right one.
I Monty Hall'd you.
Yeah,
Monty
you
Monty Hall
did.
Problemed you. It's a goat behind your door.
But it was very cool. It was one of the most challenging mini golf courses I've ever done, but it was also one of the coolest because of the black light, the weird design.
Well worth checking out.
Definitely. Speaking of the Monty Hall problem, I was on Let's Make a Deal that one time.
Oh, I still haven't seen this
film. Oh, my God. So when I first moved to L.A., I was with a background agency because one of the ways you can make money before you really have a job in L.A. is to just get paid to do background work. And so you sign up with an agency and, you know, they just haul in a bunch of people for different shows and things. And one of the easiest things you can do is just sit in the audience for a show and get paid.
Okay.
Yeah, so
pretty easy.
Yeah. So they would like, you know, if they couldn't fill the audience for a show, they would bring like us in and we'd make money just to sit there. So I got hired to be in the seats for Let's Make a Deal.
Okay.
So I'm just there for a job, but they're like, you have to wear a costume. And I've never seen the show. I have no idea what to expect, which is terrible. How have I not seen Let's Make a Deal? I hadn't.
You could have just Googled it.
I didn't ever expect to be pulled up on stage. There's hundreds of people there. And I wore my cat outfit, so I'm dressed like Rumble Teaser from Cats.
What? But why would that be what you would go to anything with?
Because it was elaborate and cool. They, like, dressed
up. You make it sound like,
cool.
Well, I didn't expect to get pulled on stage, therefore I dressed up like a cat.
Well, they said to dress up as crazy as you can.
Was that the instructions?
That's the instructions.
All right, fine.
So, apparently everybody wears crazy costumes. So, if you're in the audience, you have to dress up in a crazy costume. Right. And then they make you go through, like, part of the process is you go through an interview to be part of the audience because they pull random people. So, you have, like, a number. It's just like The Price is Right.
So, and they interviewed you, knew you were a lunatic, and made sure to call you on stage.
Yes.
That's what I
mean. Not only did they call me on stage, I was the first person.
Nice.
I had never played. I never watched the show. I knew nothing about it. And all of a sudden, I'm up on stage with Wayne Brady, just like a deer in a headlight.
Did you pick the goat?
I didn't pick the goat. I didn't win. If I would have known what I know now, I would have just gone for it because the first person is like, they're going light on you, right? It's
the
fun start to the show. So I think...
Is it still The Doors?
No.
Oh.
It's different now. Okay. So I think first it's, okay, we're just going to give you $800. I'm like, okay. And then he says, you can have that. You can keep that $800 or you can have what's in this box. And you never pick the mystery box.
You don't pick the mystery box?
No, I did not pick the mystery box. And it was a new computer.
Hmm.
Okay. Then it's like, all right, you can keep your $800 or you can have what's in the pinata. That was my mistake, was thinking it's too little. I should have picked the pinata.
Oh, definitely pinata.
It was a trip to Greece.
Yeah.
Right? And at this point, I think there was a few more exchanges, and I was so frazzled, and I didn't know what to do, and everyone's yelling at me.
Plus, they want you to do the fun stuff.
I know.
You get up there and be like...
I took the $800.
So wait, you're just up there as a human-sized cat?
Yes.
And your first pick is you're like a lunatic, and they're expecting you to be all fun. And,
the pinata!
And you're just like, I will take the $800.
I took the $800.
How about the mystery box? $800, sir. How about the pinata? I would like my $800. You can make that out to Mallory Mackey. Okay, have a good day. I'm going to go sit back down. They did not get their money's worth with you. Wow. That's what you did?
Sassed the crap out of
me, too. What a disappointment. Oh, they were probably like, oh, this cat woman's going to be a lot of fun. You can just make that trick out to Mallory Mackey. Okay. Thank you.
I will say, it was the right call because anything less than $1,000 wasn't taxed. So I just got that $800.
Okay.
Hold on.
Now, when you say it wasn't taxed, you mean it wasn't reported to the IRS.
Right.
If you're listening from the IRS. This is before I was married to her, so don't audit me. It wasn't reported. You absolutely still owe taxes on that money.
No, wait a minute.
There's no buts.
But.
Did you know if you get paid under the table in cash, it's not reported to the IRS? Not the same thing as no taxes are owed on it.
Then,
okay.
Then, if I took the trip, it was, I think, maybe an $8,000 or $9,000 trip. It was a very nice trip. It would have been great to go to Greece. I've never been to Greece. But I would have had to pay the taxes on the value of the trip. So I myself would have had to cough up whatever percentage of taxes. It was more money than I had at the time.
Shows like that where they award those kind of things, cars,
mm-hmm.
RVs, the prize should come with the tax paid. You know,
I agree.
It should, to me, it would be like, you win a trip to Greece plus $2,000 or whatever the tax bill would be, right?
And it's, that would be nice.
That's paying the tax.
I agree. Sometimes I think you can take the cash value and then you can take the tax out
of
it. Like
ruins
the car.
It ruins the fun of the thing.
Right. And as much as I would have loved a trip to Greece that was all expenses paid,
Minus the taxes.
At that time, I had just moved to LA. I was in my early 20s. I had no money. I could not have paid the taxes on the trip, so I wouldn't have been able to take it. So the $800 was the right call for me in that moment. Not me today.
I will take the $800 and the tax fraud. Thank you.
Yes, I'd rather have that.
Okay.
Yes. Then.
Now, I can never confirm nor deny that she may have committed tax fraud back here.
It was well over 15, 16 years ago, right? So it's fine now, right?
Sure.
Right? Definitely?
Sure.
Right.
What a boring cat woman.
I know. And
wow.
I looked so unwell. I mean, I just was a deer in a headlights, like, what is happening? And the best part was, I don't think I really told any... I didn't tell my sister. And she worked for CBS 6. And she was in her She was in her booth one day. Like, she had this TV room where it has what's playing on all the CBS networks around, like, the world or the area, whatever, her jurisdiction area. And there's a bunch of different channels playing different things. And I get a text from her. I'm watching you on Let's Make a Deal right now. What is happening?
You're doing a terrible job.
What is this?
You're the worst contestant I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Take the pinata.
Always take the pinata.
Well, they want you to be fun.
I know. Well, you can also get their version of a whammy. I don't remember what it's called. But so you can get nothing or like a
gag,
sure. Right?
But
there's stakes, but being the first person up, I should have known that that wasn't the case.
Yeah, and not I should whammy have, the first person.
No, I should have taken the pinata. I know that now. I had never seen the show before, and the $800 was very helpful for me in that time.
Yeah, because you don't have to pay taxes on that.
Exactly. I pay taxes on it, for the record.
I wonder if you gamified that. There's probably overall like a ROI on taking the fun pinata gifts over time if you did like 1,000 contestants, I would think, because the show wants people to pick the fun, crazy thing.
Right,
and
I
agree. If you kept penalizing people, like if you penalize 60-70% of the people that went for the fun thing, people are going to take the boring thing.
Right.
Which disincentivizes the thing you're going for.
Yes. I have mixed feelings because I should have taken the pinata.
This
and
is
had
how
a trip.
I approach games.
It's true. But I couldn't afford
boringly.
The taxes on the trip.
Okay.
I
understand.
So it was the right choice for me at the time. Do I regret it now? Maybe. I mean, now I definitely take the pinata. Anyway, that was that happened and it was very alarming. And I have a picture of it. I don't know where the video is.
I want to see the video.
If anyone sees the video ever, please send it to me. Anyway, I think that's a good place to end this today. Sure, definitely, right? Have you ever been on a game show?
Yes.
Really?
I have. I don't think it aired, but
I didn't expect that answer.
Yeah, I bet you looked at me like, this idiot's never going to have something. I do, in fact. Mm-hmm. I don't remember how old I would have been. It would have been before we moved to Okinawa, so it would have been first or second grade.
Mm-hmm.
Double Dare.
No!
Came to our town, and I don't know if it ever aired, honestly.
It's one of like the preliminary ones, right? Where they would like go to...
I guess. It had like thousands of people in the
okay.
audience. I don't know if...
That's cool.
I don't know. But they picked me to go up there, and we played musical chairs. And if you lost, you pied yourself and left. And
Did you
pie
yourself?
I pied myself.
Oh.
Yeah,
I
didn't
win. You should have been slimed.
Didn't win. And they gave me like a bag of weird kid swag, like as the going away gift.
What a great show.
It was. Yeah, yeah. Now, I didn't get to do the fun like obstacle course. It was.
Oh,
it was
that
like,
was the best part. What was his name? Mark.
Mark Summers, right?
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers.
Mark
it was
Summers.
Mark Summers and the woman. It was both.
Okay. Yeah.
I forget what her name was. But the two, it was.
I remember Mark Summers.
Yeah. It was the legit people. It was the woman that went up there because we didn't have the best seats.
Right.
My parents
right.
weren't spending
right.
a lot of money on us going
double dare.
And Mark Summers was like, I'm not going anywhere fucking under those high seats. They would come to the audience and like pull
right,
me one.
Right.
He's just like in the first few rows.
And
the girl went all the way up there
wow.
and pulled me out. I was like, oh my God. And then I just froze in musical chairs and pied myself. It's as dirty as it sounds.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just pied myself.
Do you remember Wienerville with Mark Wiener?
No, I don't think so.
It was on Nickelodeon. And it was that weird show where the guy shrunk people and they had the puppet bodies and the people heads.
No, I don't remember this at all.
We're going to find pictures of this later. It was weird. I loved it. It was like this
of course you did.
Guy and there's all these weird like puppets that have people heads, and then they'd pick people from the audience and they would go into these shrinky machines and turn into the puppets. It was weird. It was around the time of What Would You Do.
What Would You Do was great. I loved Hidden Temple.
Oh my God, that was my favorite.
I love
Legend of Hidden Temple was the best.
I loved Nick Arcade because
yeah,
that was a gaming
nerd.
Good.
That was good.
I was mediocre on Guts.
I liked Guts.
Take it
Summer
away, Mo.
Summer Sanders.
Take it away, Mo.
No.
I mean...
The aggro crag.
They won a piece of the aggro crag.
Would you like a piece of the aggro crag?
Not really. it's a piece of glow-in-the-dark plastic.
It's about the story.
But it's not actually a part of the act, Craig. You're giving me a $20 piece of green glow-in-the-dark
plastic.
Claiming
it came off the aggro crack because kids are dumb.
Stupid kids.
Have you ever...
If you're a kid listening to this podcast.
Have you ever... Well, that was... Okay, I don't actually think the kids are dumb. That was actually a quote
no,
from...
No, I know.
Have you ever seen... Oh, my gosh.
We have one. She's very not dumb.
Oh, she's not dumb. Yeah. Kids are way more perceptive and intelligent than people give them credit for. Yeah. I remember being 4 and 5 in problem solving and being upset that people would think that I was incapable. Hmm. Because kids are way more capable than you think they are. And I'm not separated enough from childhood to believe otherwise. But there was...
We know.
There was a... I know. I'm a kid at heart. There was a... I think it's fake, but there's a YouTube video of Christopher Walken reading Where the Wild Things Are. And I think it's a Christopher Walken impersonator, but he does a very good job. I can't tell if it's really him or not. It's probably not. But at one point, he's like, ah, kids are dumb. It's like part of what he says. Okay. That was the reference I was making.
Got
it was
it.
Very obscure. Anyway.
Wow, that's a deep
All right. I think it's late, and we should definitely call it because that was a
so what you
tangent
get for asking
never
me
ended. It's true. It
what you
good.
Thought was a rhetorical question.
Well, I'm impressed that you were on Double Dare, even if you just wound up pieing yourself.
I know the humiliation.
It's hard. People don't realize how difficult it is when you're up in front of all those people and put on the spot. I don't like making decisions unless they're very thoroughly calculated, and I just froze.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. Anyway, that's all for this episode of Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I hope you enjoyed our second talk about Las Vegas and all the fun things at the Horseshoe. No longer Bally's.
I got
it this time, right at the end. We have some more fun skeptical things to talk about in the future. Like I mentioned, we're going to have Brian Dunnings coming in here and Coleman Watts too. And we're going to also follow up soon about the Van Gogh experience, Van Gogh exhibit. It's an interactive experience.
It was an experience.
It's very interesting. So we'll talk about that sometime soon here too. But for now, I'm your host, Mallory.
And I'm your host, Michael.
And until next time, everybody, stay weird.